This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, I'm bringing you Chico Soul's coverage of immigration and the work of a local researcher documenting human trafficking. I also sat down with managing editor Leslie Layton to talk about the relaunch of ChicoSoul.org. In statewide immigration news, Chico Soul posted a story from La Opinion about the death of Alberto Gutierrez Reyes, who was in custody with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gutierrez Reyes's widow decried medical negligence. The facility where her husband was held was one of a growing number of privately run detention centers across the country. Gutierrez Reyes was the seventh person to die in ICE custody this year, and the second in California. La Opinion provided the names and circumstances of each death. In local immigration news, Yucheng Tang posted a story about Chico residents Ashley Liu and Tom Zhang and their boba shop, Project T, on Sacramento Avenue. Tang writes that their story is a reminder that immigrants can strengthen the local economy, enrich the culture, and build a more vibrant community, even as they seek a better life far from home. Chico Soul also followed the work of a local researcher over the past 2 weeks. Lexi Lin and Leslie Layton profiled Kate Tranchell, a retired professor of history at Chico State University, for Chico Soul's Changemaker series. Then, Lin gave us a story about a talk that Tranchell delivered on March 5th, in which she discussed her newest book titled The New Slavery: Accounts of Human Trafficking in Eastern Europe. Tranchell writes about modern human trafficking, which she argues, somewhat controversially, functions like slavery. Tranchell described the book's style as documentary prose, noting that she included transcriptions of interviews instead of inserting her own interpretations in order to tell victims' stories as authentically as possible. Over at ChicoSoul.org, we relaunched our website a couple weeks ago. Managing editor Leslie Layton said the redesign was meant to make it easier for readers to find news and information. ChicoSoul.org now includes multiple bilingual community resource guides, a calendar for civic meetings and events, and more stories in Spanish. Here's Leslie talking about the bilingual resource guides.
We really see it as a part of our effort to reach out to the Spanish-speaking community and have practical information for both Spanish and English speakers that people need and can use. So we have several different pages so far. People who may need help finding a hot meal have a list of resources. There is a list of resources for staying safe as an immigrant and as a protester. And we have a list of resources for university students, like how to become a dreamer, financial and legal help for students at both Butte College and Chico State.
Following the website relaunch, I asked Leslie what remains true for Chico Soul from its early days.
We founded Chico Soul in 2007, and to be honest, I'm surprised to hear myself say this, but probably the truest thing is our commitment to keeping Chico Soul nonprofit. We founded Chico Soul, my husband and I, as a nonprofit in order to reinforce what we call in journalism the firewall between reporting and revenue. We did not want to be subject to any of the interests of advertising, and we wanted this to be a place where news would be treated as a community service. But to be honest, back in 2007, I was not sure this could work. We did have public media, and we had broadcast stations that received some government funding, and we have KZFR, which was community funded. But no one in this area was doing exactly what we were trying to do, which was produce news, you know, with trained journalists in a text format without any advertising. And what we know now is that it can work. There are communities across the country that have nonprofit news sites. And this has been really interesting for me to watch. This is absolutely doable.
I then asked Leslie what readers can expect from Chico Sol going forward.
You know, we're working really hard to create our first full-time salaried position, and we need the community to help us as we move toward that goal. But what they can expect is more investigative reporting, in-depth features, stories in Spanish, more of the things that I think we do well that other outlets have not been able to do. We're not a paper of record. So we still need the other news outlets that will cover things on a day-to-day basis. But those outlets often don't have the resources to pursue stories in the way that we do. And that's what we want to continue to do.
Leslie said in closing,
thank you, KZFR, for this news show. It's one more service to the community, and I hope people will tell their friends about it.
This has been Sunny for Chico Sol. Follow the latest at chicosol.org, including a story by Yucheng Tang on Chico City Council's vote to approve the possible purchase of military-grade equipment costing $1.3 million by Chico Police Department, and a video from Tang covering the literary festival that took place at the Allies Pub in Chico on February 28th. At chicosol.org, you can also subscribe to our weekly, free newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosol.org.